y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Players' Choice Football. I hope everybody's doing well. Happy Memorial Day. Obviously, it's Memorial Day today, so happy Memorial Day, y'all. Make sure y'all stay safe in these streets if you're drinking and all of that, you know. But enjoy yourself. Have a good Memorial Day. What's good, Trent? Riddell, early they're all going to pull up in a second. Going to make sure they go come through. If Tegan's around, I should tell Tegan he can pull up too if he wants to slide. You know, he always got the green light to pull up whenever he feels like he has the time to do that. But with that being said, y'all, we got a few topics to get into. Let me make sure. Make sure he's good. We got a few topics to get into. I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm going to just set it off first. The kickers and specialists is down bad right now. Kickers and specialists all across football down bad right now. Obviously, Harrison Butker has definitely made headways with some of his commentary. Obviously, it had a lot of people up in arms. But obviously, recently now, Brandon McManus is having to alleged have sexually assaulted two people during the team. Two women are suing kicker Brandon McManus and the Jacksonville Jaguars, alleging that McManus sexually assaulted them during the team's overseas flight to London last year. Commander's spokesperson, earlier today, we were made aware of the civil suit filed on May 24th against Brandon McManus, because obviously Brandon McManus plays for the Commanders now. We take allegations of this nature very seriously and are looking into the matter. The Commanders in a statement also mentioned we have been in communication with the league's office and Brandon's representation and will reserve further comment at this time. Obviously, these situations are, you know, we have to see how everything plays out, but this is some insane news. Obviously, Harrison Butker coming off the news of what happened with Harrison Butker as well. So, you know, these kickers right now is making headlines. I'm just going to wait for this play out before I make any final judgments. But this is, again, like, you know, got to be mindful of the situations you put yourself in, because at the end of the day, these things happen. So, you know, I want to make sure I have respect to the victims that feel like they were wronged in this situation. And we'll see how this whole thing plays out over the course of the next few weeks.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. You know, a lot of news that's been going on recently is about kickers doing off the field activities and not really talking about football. It's always gets irritating when that stuff happens. I guess when it comes to the Butker stuff, I said you can disagree with it. That's fine. I don't think it should be as big as people are making it personally, because that guy just has that type of beliefs. Who cares? But the allegations, crazy. I'm with J-Rob. I'm not really going to make an opinion until more details are coming out in the first place. But it's actually insane that what this is going to do is it's going to shed the aspect of going overseas in a bad light for the NFL. It's like, are you paying attention? This is kind of the narratives that will happen. Are you paying attention to what your players are doing when they're overseas and making trouble? Like, that's a bad look on going overseas in the first place, but also a bad look on NFL, Americans, all that stuff. So hopefully it doesn't go there. I think it's just, if it's true, a bad guy doing bad things. But overall, it potentially might go there, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, that's wild. I didn't even know that happened, bro. When it, like, that just came out?
Yeah, like recently. Like, this happened. Like, literally, the story dropped.
We talking about Brandon McManus?
Yeah, the story
dropped. Yeah,
What exactly did he do?
Yeah, I didn't let that happen.
Two women are alleging that he assaulted them, sexually assaulted them, because he played for the Jaguars last year. Because, you know, the Jaguars were in London for damn near 3 weeks straight. Two weeks. They were there for a minute, because I think their owner actually made it a point of emphasis that the Jaguars are always going to play in London to expand the game. So,
or because that's the best time to get TV time. Okay.
Well, apparently he is a football soccer team in London.
He rich. Yeah, that the Jaguars owner like disrespectfully rich.
Them cons got money. One of them started.
The cons disgusting money. And I'll say this in terms of like the Harrison Butker things.
So he sexually assaulted two people.
Well, that's allegedly the story. I think McManus is gonna say, obviously, you know, most guys retain their innocence. So we'll see how it all plays out.
You know who else played in the NFL and sexually assaulted two women? Ben Roethlisberger, but apparently he's going to go to the Hall of Fame one day. Boy, I tell you, I'm gonna talk about that though.
But anyway, the Harrison Butker thing. I guess because we never talked about it on the last show. I'll say this. I think a lot of people are up in arms, but I'll say this, like, y'all, he was talking to Catholic people that believe the same beliefs as him. And the reality of it is it being recorded is what had people up in arms, but that's what he's going to believe. That is his religious views. The people he were talking to believed what he believes. And as much as we... you know, have our judgments or beliefs or opinions of Harrison Butker. I mean, that boy all pro kicker. He ain't going nowhere.
I vote we don't have any extra points or three or field goals. Let's just get that shit in. Get out the mud.
Yeah, that's why.
Arena football.
Nah, that's why. I ain't going to lie. I'm not jacking.
End people's jobs out here.
As somebody who's won football games by 3 points, I'm good.
Not no more. How many championships would Tom Brady have if that rule went in effect 30 years ago?
Oh, my God. You can say that about a lot of people. You can say that about a lot of people. But, yeah, the first topic I want to get into today, I'm sorry I didn't put the topics in the chat. I was coming out the dog park too long before I got to the show.
Cool, man. Let's get to it, baby.
Yeah, so Bleacher Report recently put out a story like of a bunch of players that they think are primed to make an all-pro leap in 2024. I don't really want to say the names on the list because I want to hear what you guys' opinions on that are. So, Riddell, we'll start with you. Riddell Early. It was just potential guys. It wasn't like guys that they didn't rank it or anything like that. So, I just want to be like, who do y'all think? It's a very broad list. It's just somebody's opinion. What players this season do y'all think are going to take an all – remember, prefacing, not Pro Bowl, all-pro level leap?
Let me go first. The boy that I call Baby T.O., Mr. 4'3", 230 pounds, 6'4", 6'5", DK Metcalf. I think DK Metcalf
will have a
85 to 95 catch season.
That's how he said the boy today. All
pro. He would be looked at as the top seven receiver, maybe top five in the league this year, and I'm sick of the disrespect. I'm standing on.
So Early, can I ask you a question?
You got whatever you
want. How are they gonna do that with Geno Smith and Sam Howell throwing them the football?
Sam Howell can sling that thing. Sam Howell is baby Tom Brady. I'm not gonna keep telling you. I didn't say Brady. It's been a while. Come back. He's baby Brett Favre. Sam Howell is baby Brett Favre. I keep telling y'all that. And you know who was an All-Pro when Brett Favre was at his All-Pro-ist? Mr. Sterling Sharp. I don't think DK Metcalf is Sterling Sharp. I think he's better than Sterling Sharp. I'm back. I don't care. I'm saying it.
Yo, the disrespect.
Look. I get the point of this. Does he understand what an All-Pro is? Yeah. Like, I get we're supposed to be picking who I think we're going to break out. But they have the same problem they had last year, which is they have whichever quarterback you want. They have a quarterback who is pedestrian at best in a crowded wide receiver room with mediocre O-line. They have a good running back, but their run game is kind of, but it's Mike McDonald's first year as head coach. Who's the OC? Because obviously he's not going to be running the offense. Who's the OC for them? Because it's not Pete Carroll, or Pete Carroll doesn't have it. It's not the same OC under Pete Carroll. So I don't. In order for him,
Ryan Grubb.
Let me see where he coached.
Washington.
He was at Washington.
He was at Washington.
Wait. He was with Penix.
Actually, that might be pretty good for Sam.
They literally got him this year. After the playoffs.
Gunslinger.
Come on. Okay, so early. Repeat what you just said. We don't understand how good. Who is
Sam Howell? I'm telling y'all right now.
You got it, bro.
The Seattle Seahawks have their quarterback of the future. They don't even.
No, know. I like Sam Howell. They I don't like even Sam know Howell. It. But look, I'm gonna get Sam. I'm gonna shoot.
Did you like Jameis Winston, J-Rob?
Yeah, that's
yeah. Yeah. Nah, but hold on. But let me say this about Sam Howell. Now, only thing I'm gonna say about Sam Howell is he had a terrible O-line, and I'm just saying, like, maybe he's gonna have some development. I'm just saying, listen, it's a crapshoot, y'all. I'm not saying he's gonna be this or that. I don't know. The Brett Favre, Tom Brady comparisons, I don't know about
Tom Brady was an accident. Brett Favre is who I think he is.
But all I'm saying is maybe, you know, better O-line, a little bit more coaching.
Better receivers.
You know, I don't know.
Better ingredients. Better pizza, better
wide receivers.
Yeah, he didn't have better receivers because Terry McLaurin.
He had a great.
So y'all said the Seattle receivers are better.
He has a better running back.
But other than that,
Terry McLaurin is better than DK Metcalf.
I agree with that. I agree. I'm saying the receiving core.
Hold on. You think DK better than Terry McLaurin?
No, I agree with what you said. Scary.
I'm looking at the dude next to you.
Early. So the Zay Sin that play.
Yeah, you got Tyler Lockett that play for that team.
That's what I'm saying. Core.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the guys at the top. That's
what I was saying,
bro. You just can't go off the top because if you just go off the top,
I'm not going off the core. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm asking early. Who he thinks is the better receiver? That's really what I'm asking.
Terry McLaurin and who else?
I'm asking you about the two receivers. I'm asking you about DK and Scary Terry. You said DK better than Scary Terry. I want to know why you think.
No. DK is not. It's not better than Scary Terry.
Oh, okay.
Listen. DK is not better than Scary Terry. Scary Terry can't hold a candle to DK Metcalf. What are we talking about here, man? Scary do is run routes. He can't do that better than DK having to run routes.
Oh, so all he does is play wide receiver.
You know what's funny?
All he does is play wide receiver.
He does his job. Maybe if DK has some route running, he'll actually be in the conversation of a top 10 receiver, but he don't.
He's not even top 20 for real.
He's not.
Look, we were just talking
DK
about it.
DK Metcalf is not a top 20 receiver. Let's have some fun.
Early. We was talking about it earlier. He really finna fall out the top 30 with these new young pups coming in too. Because bare minimum, Marvin Harrison.
Be top 30.
Hey, J-Rob, listen to me.
DK's better than
Marvin. No.
DK's better than Garrett Wilson.
J-Rob.
DK's better than the older version of DeAndre Hopkins.
Stop.
Hey, drink more water said it best. The idea of DK is better than the actual player. That is 1,000% fact.
All right, wait till Sam Howell get back here.
He runs fast, and all this, that, and the third.
Like he's some. Bro, like,
hey, J-Rob, think about it, though. J-Rob, think about it, though. We got Marv Jr. We got Malik Nabers. Rome. That's just them three off
Rome.
The rim. J-Rob, A.D. Mitchell can be better than him?
I'm going to let y'all know right now. A.D. is not going to have that type of season this year.
I need y'all to understand that.
Hey, Keon?
I'm gonna tell you this by year two, year three, AD gonna be the best version of himself, but it won't be this season.
Okay, so early.
Hey, but J-Rob, hey, there's another one. Wait, hold up, Trent, there's another one. Hey, and this is honestly just if he fixes his hands right? Let's say if he fixes his hands. Bro, Xavier Worthy
Chris Roberts.
Nuclear. with Patrick Mahomes over there. Wait, if so, Xavier Worthy can fix his hands.
I don't even think his hands are that bad, honestly. I don't think his hands are that bad. I think, I mean, listen, I think his hands are eight. Seven, eight.
It's early.
He can catch. I'll give it to him.
And he can definitely be better than
me. Yeah, he can be better.
But don't y'all get tired of this? Don't y'all get tired of this rigmarole with early where y'all don't believe in me? And at the end of the season, I'm right. And I'm right. And I'm right. Oh, the Eagles. Early, you out of your mind. Eagles suck. Early. Oh, early. Brock Purdy going to Super Bowl. Early out of your mind. Brock Purdy going to Super Bowl. Early. Like, if I get tired of this, always come out on top.
Paul. Early, well, I'm going to ask you something. And I want a legitimate answer, no trolling. What is the argument for DK over George Pickens right now?
Over George Pickens?
What's the argument?
I think the biggest argument, for George Pickens and DK is the physicality.
Oh, what?
Hey,
Early, let me ask you a question. It's Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day to everybody. Hey, bro, what was in that barbecue, gang? What was in that barbecue you had earlier today, gang? Ain't no way.
It was yesterday.
You said it was yesterday. You said it was yesterday.
But I do believe that. I'll just decide. I ain't been where I had to be. I had to get a little extra. But I do believe that DK will be a top 10 receiver this year. I'll just decide. I get it, bro. I get you don't believe in Sam Howell. I get you seen a nigga throw a bunch of picks and you compare him to Jameis Winston. Sam Howell is not Jameis Winston, guys. He's
not.
You
believe in Sam Howell, but not his
mindset. Listen, Sam Howell, his mental
that's kind of crazy. That's kind of crazy.
Bro, it's not what y'all think it is, bro.
Early,
Early, run me this. How do you believe in somebody who almost threw 25 picks and that you don't believe in Bryce Young?
Because when we listen, dang, and it's so funny that you say that because when you actually watch
that boy starts stuttering.
When we actually watch the game, right? When we actually watch the game, I hope your car seat works. Listen, when you actually watch the games, right? When you watch Sam Howell command the offense and you watch Bryce Young command the offense, now I will give you this, okay? I'm a real Panthers fan. You can say I'm not, but I'm a real Panthers fan. I follow social media Panthers. I'm a Panthers fan for real. Bryce did buff up a little bit. I seen a little guns on him. I ain't gonna lie. No shit. Bryce been in the gym. I can respect that. But when you look at Bryce Young's ability last year and what he did, he didn't look at, like, even though he led the league and getting sacked last year, Sam Howell, dog, Sam never seemed like he scared away from it, dog. He never seemed like he started seeing ghosts. He never seemed like he never started fighting. I watched the time when Bryce Young did get thick now. It's crazy, archive. But I saw Bryce Young, like, it was time when Bryce Young would get that, his clock would start getting real short on him. Even when he had time, he thought he didn't. I saw Bryce Young make bad passes, bad decisions. I saw Bryce Young not have the mentality that I was looking for out of a guy who's like, okay, look, we suck, but look, I'm going to do what I can to try to win some games. I feel like Sam Howell showed me that. I think Sam Howell is better than y'all think he is, man. I think he's a complete gunslinger. I think with the right system and this receiver quarter he has, I think he's going to be a solid. I think eventually he's going to take his spot. And I'm telling you, I believe in Sam. I know he's saying it ain't shit, but let's be real. If Sam go do a 35 and 10 type year, 4,500 yards, we're going to be all singing a different tune. And I do think Sam Howell could be 30 and 10. I really do.
So you think he's going to go from 25 interceptions to 10?
Okay.
The only way that'll happen
in 1 year?
Peyton Manning through his first year was like 18 to 20.
He's not even going to start, though. He's not even going to start. Geno started.
I know you're not using
Peyton Manning. All I'm saying is that you can throw a bunch of picks in your first year, and that don't accommodate for who.
But he don't have the talent level.
He had to let it go. You had to get a good line. He have a good line either, guys.
He doesn't have the talent level of a Peyton Manning to where you give him that kind of grace. He doesn't.
All I'm saying is that a guy throwing a lot of picks, dog. I watched Geno Smith.
There is potential there.
Geno Smith was just doing anything, y'all. Like, I not Geno Smith, I'm sorry, but God damn it, Florida State.
Jordan Travis?
No, Florida State. Y'all keep comparing.
Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston, dog. When you watch that season, he was doing anything, dog. Like, he was doing any, he was just trying shit. I think Sam was actually trying to get something going. But a lot of times he had nobody to throw to, and he was forcing it sometimes.
I figured out. You know what it is? You know what it is? Why early bleed?
Ooh, wait. I'm sorry. Who didn't have anybody to throw it to?
Nah, not Sam.
No. I didn't mean to say he didn't have to throw it to, but he had enough time to throw it.
You know what I figured out? This is the reason why. This is why people are still believing in Sam Howell. Because them two Eagles games. Because even though them defenses were, they played, the Eagles defense was dog shit. It's them two Eagles games, bro. I'm not going to lie.
Nah, but he had cooked against the Eagles. Drew Lock cooked against the Eagles.
It's them two Eagles
games. Drew Lock had a legacy drive against the Eagles.
Yeah, it's the Eagles game. I'm sorry, bro. You cannot tell me a dude threw 15 plus picks, really 20 plus picks. Now you really believe in him like that?
I like J. Rob. You know I like J. Rob. I like how Trent is over here talking about the Eagles defense, but when Early called that shit out week after week, Trent was.
Trent was talking about
how good that defense was.
Yeah, now
all of a sudden the Eagles
you trying to deflect? We told you was right at the end, but at the end of the day, we still being objective. How Sam Howell played? The reason why people believe it's them two Eagles games. That's literally about it. It's them two Eagles games.
I think Sam Howell can play. Point blank, period. I think there's a reason why he led the rookies in receiving passing yards.
He's better than Zach Wilson, so clearly he can get a starting job in the NFL. You said DK was getting 1,600, and you said Sam Howell was going 35 touchdowns, 10 picks. And let's be real, an offense that has a crowded wide receiver room again. And even though
I might have infatuated those numbers.
I think even though the O-line's better than Washington,
1,410. Better. I think he's 1,410 TDs this year.
You know he hasn't came close to that since Prime Russ, right? You know that, right?
Yeah, I think they're going to spread it around. JSN is also going to get a lot more targets. I don't think DK is going to have
around 1,400s.
I think Tyler Lockett goes to that third receiver, and then you got I think DK's number one, and I think that JSN's number two.
DK's touches still go down regardless. That's the point.
I think DK is a primary receiver this year, and I think if Sam Howell get the job as soon as possible, I think he feeds DK point blank. Period.
I think they want to feed JSN. That's what I think. I think they want JSN to be number one.
You drafted him in the first round.
Yeah.
You should.
You don't do that if you think that.
If DK was really like that, they wouldn't have needed to get JSN in the first round.
Tyler Lockett is like 32, dog, yeah, 34.
That's facts. That I grew early. Yeah, you tripping, G baby. That's nasty.
Yeah, come on, man.
So outside of DK Metcalf, who else in the league do y'all think is making an all pro leap this season?
Someone said in the chat, unfortunately, but barring everything kind of goes right, I think one position that's up for grabs is the tight end position. So that's why I'm going with Kyle Pitts moving up to the all pro position. I think there's a lot of good tight ends for sure. I think Kelce is definitely going to be that type of tight end nowadays where he doesn't really care if he cooks in the regular season, he's going to cook in the postseason. So it's like, okay, who's really going to take it? And Mark Andrews' injury issues. Sam LaPorta might have a really good year again. Mm-hmm. A lot of young tight ends, non-proven tight ends.
You missing it. Oh, come on.
Kyle Pitts. You better than that. No, Kyle Pitts.
I knew he was going to say Kincaid.
Kincaid is. I don't think Kincaid is going to have a better season.
That is Baby Travis. That's Baby Travis.
I don't think Kincaid is going to have a better season than Kyle Pitts. I think the Bills will run more by committee than the Falcons. I think Kyle Pitts will end up probably the number one.
I just love Kyle Pitts because of his ability, dog.
He's crazy. I don't like
Kyle Pitts' mental. That's all. I just don't like about that. I just think that.
But you like DK mental?
The number one option for a Pro Bowl All-Pro quarterback is Kincaid. I'm going with the core. I'm really not giving Kincaid all this love just because he's Kincaid. I'm giving him all this love because I'm thinking about Kirk Cousins or Pitts on you the ball or Josh Allen feeding you and making you his number one option.
Kirk cooked with Jettis. Like Jettis had some historic seasons with Kirk. What are we talking about?
So I didn't know Kyle Pitts played the ex receiver. Okay.
I mean, he can. He literally can.
Kirk Cook with T.J. Hockenson. Did you see T.J. Hockenson's numbers with Kirk?
Yeah, like.
Can I just say some real quick caveat, real quick? I'm just weak, bro. Congrats to Mark Davis.
Yo, chill.
He's having a baby with his 26-year-old girlfriend. He's 70 years old.
But you don't have one with his
Hey, like I said, nah, that's man, a real man. Nigga right there. Keep on. Hey,
I ain't gonna lie. That's crazy.
Just win, baby. Just win, baby.
She got that bag for life. She's a locked in member. She's a four lifer. She's a four life member.
Having a baby with a 70-year-old man.
She's a four life. Yeah, she's a four life member.
That baby will come out with a receiving hairline.
He just signed a 360 deal. So congratulations to Mark and his girlfriend, you know.
I do have a question because I have this one name, but I wasn't sure. Did Aiden Hutchinson make an All-Pro last year?
No,
right? No. That's one of the guys I think can make All-Pro.
How?
I think. What do you mean? Because of his ability on the
field? Absolutely crazy.
Yeah, that's kind of wild. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
How come Aiden Hutchinson can't make an All-Pro?
Watch this. Well, let's have fun. How many?
Why can't he?
Aiden Hutchinson plays the defensive line position, right?
Okay, Garrett. You're going to have Garrett.
Wait.
Watt plays outside linebacker.
Crosby. How many All-Pro positions do the lineman get? How many All-Pro positions total do the lineman get?
You get a first and a second team.
Yeah.
So four.
That means four. It's four total, right?
Well, edge rushers. Yeah, edge rushers. Yeah,
look. They're going to have Miles. They're gonna be Miles, TJ,
okay,
Max, Parsons.
You do know that you can make an All Pro even though other players might be better than you, aka Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think he's gonna do that.
So why can't
Aiden make an All Pro?
Yeah, I don't understand.
There could be edge rushers that are better than him,
but he ain't even top 10, y'all. What are we talking about?
But then didn't Hassan Reddick make All Pro?
Hey, yeah, but hey, man, stop acting like a receiver is the same as a fucking D-lineman, dog. Stop that, bro.
Hassan Reddick.
And I ain't going to cap. Y'all going to stop disrespecting Sun God like that. Talking about something. You can make all pro and there's people better than you. Ain't no one, nobody better than him this year. That's why he made all
like
pro.
A motherfucker. Stop.
G-Baby
is saying that he
got to do it himself every play.
Hold on.
And Aiden Hutchinson has the talent and ability.
I don't know that's crazy. Come on, how is that?
Where he's 15, 16, I didn't say he was. I didn't say Aiden Hutchinson. I didn't say Aiden Hutchinson was better than him. But he can have a better season and make all pro. Why are y'all acting like that's ridiculous?
It's not ridiculous.
But that's the question.
I don't know why y'all acting like that's ridiculous.
Hold on. We know in the NFL. The reason why I don't like the Amon-Ra comparisons because Amon-Ra plays a very specific position to get the numbers and productivity. Aiden Hutchinson, do you think he's going to get those sack numbers to all-pro position?
Why can't he though?
Isn't like one of the
things he had to be with his 15 to 16 sacks, y'all.
This is all
he's good at pressure, but doesn't he struggle at finishing the sack for like elite talent?
Bro, honestly, bluntly stated, this is all projecting. We're talking about players that we think can take the next leap. Aiden Hutchinson in his first couple of years has gotten better each year, or the first 2 years. He was solid as a rookie and got better the second year. Why can't he take another leap to get them 15, 16 sacks?
Because he's not fucking with the top five D linemen in the league.
Hassan Reddick made an all pro on a stat D line. Aiden Hutchinson can make an all-pro if he gets 15, 16.
That's true.
But instead, Reddick runs a full fucking four at D-line, bro.
Hassan Reddick is not a
But he's not even. Hassan Reddick is not even.
He was a sack
Reddick. Hassan Reddick is not even top five.
Aiden Hutchinson can't. Bro, you just early. You literally just named off a bunch of people. That Aiden Hutchinson in your. Early, you literally just named off a bunch of people that, in your mind, Aiden Hutchinson not fucking with. But Saul Reddick ain't fucking with them niggas either, and he made it all.
But also this. What was that Eagles D line again?
A stack D line, and he made
so
all.
So what happens when you have a stack D line, Trent?
Oh, one on ones.
What stack line do the Lions have? Someone tell me.
They don't have one.
Name me their starting seven.
If Aiden Hutchinson If Aiden Hutchinson gets 15, 16 sacks, that's more to the point.
Because name the front seven for the Cleveland Browns. Name the front seven for the Dallas Cowboys.
And it's Aiden Hutchinson, Miles Garrett. We sit on this show time after time and talk about how he's an absolute freak. Come on, bro. We're not comparing Aiden Hutchinson to Miles Garrett, dog.
You're being nasty. We're projecting, though.
No, this is the point.
The point is, the point of the comparison is that if he's an all-pro level player, who is an all-pro level player in this in NFL right now? When y'all outside?
Yeah, I hear that, too. I think it's Bama.
Oh, you're Bama.
You're not me. I think it's Bama.
Yeah, it might be Bama.
Because the wind going, bro.
Ain't my fucking mic.
Yeah, we're talking about guys who can't do it.
You don't fucking cop out. Ain't my fucking mic, nigga. Now apologize, nigga. You don't hear shit, nigga.
All right. We drunk.
You hear the ghost of Nick Saban?
Yo, he's going crazy at that barbecue right now. That's
yeah,
for sure.
I don't know. He eating a cheeseburger or something right now. But for me, I'm going to say this. My all pro, my leap, I mean, I think the easy one is George Pickens. But for me, I think Garrett Wilson finally shows y'all that he's a top five receiver in the game. And I think he makes a leap to all pro this year.
I can see that. Yeah. I can see that. Just because the quarterback he got.
Yeah, I think this will be by far his best season. I think Garrett Wilson is the second most athletic receiver in the league behind George Pickens. And so I think it's finally time that y'all see the whole thing on display. Cause I think Garrett Wilson is absolutely insane. I think he was top. I think he was top 10 last year, and he didn't have crazy numbers. Obviously, I understand his situation, but to get a 1,000 yards by committee receiving core, I mean quarterback group, and then what he did in his rookie year, I think it is showing all the signs that he's going to make. I think he's going to have the type of year where he makes a run at offensive player of the year.
Okay,
who's on?
He said Garrett Wilson.
Well, then if we talking about all pros, then put your boy Aaron Rodgers back up there. He'd be back to be all pro.
Well, he's that all too. Pro. That's not crazy. That's not crazy either.
If that is crazy. Y'all got some high hopes for old head.
Oh, man. My.
I'm telling y'all, boy. Yeah, go ahead. Keep getting your hopes up there. You could get animated all you want to. That nigga finna let your ass down. Boy. He finna let you down.
Why? The thing is, though, your quarterback is always going to let you down. Because he can't throw 50 yards downfield.
So you going to keep talking? No, it's about
Brian. That's your team, though. That's your team. And so at the end of the day, you know what's really going to let you down? When we have y'all as a – when you're the
every Alabama quarterback
year,
goes pro,
you might not make the playoffs. Y'all not even going to be good this year. Y'all going to be the third best.
Now we worried about Bryce.
Y'all got Odell Beckham Jr. He's not going to save y'all.
Tua going to be better than Aaron Rodgers. That's what's going to really hurt.
No, he's not.
No, he's
he was last year. He was last year.
He was hurt.
He was Russ.
You a dick, man.
Yo, Ben was an asshole,
bro. Khalil Mack had 17 sacks last year. Hey, man, get 800 the fuck out of here, man. Get an all-pro.
Wait, hold on, wait, early. Do you think Khalil Mack...
That nigga barely started to get 11 sacks. Get that nigga out of here, man.
Stat-wise.
Yeah. I don't think Hayden will get the sack numbers. But, he would be a great...
Trey Henderson had 18 of them things. Not to mention Daniel Hunter. Who did Daniel Hunter play for again this year?
Daniel.
He's on the Texans now.
He's on Texas now. They're going, you know, the Texans.
Yo, Will Anderson is the pick.
Aiden Hutchinson.
If we're talking about all pro,
the bottom of the world.
Will Anderson could be an all pro next year, dog. Yeah, he could be all pro.
Hutchinson is bottom of the barrel.
I'm going to be honest. Now, Hutchinson not bottom of the barrel, but I will say this. Will Anderson. He built by Bama for sure.
Is Hutchinson better than Miles Garrett?
I'll give it to him. He built by Bama.
Miles Garrett.
Hey, early, I have a question.
I'm going to be honest. Y'all not going to like this.
Next year?
Y'all not going to like this. Y'all not going to like this. But I'm going to give a really bold. I'm going to give a really bold prediction about how
Josh Allen.
Will Anderson. Will Anderson next year, after the season, we're going to finish next year's season, and there's going to be a conversation between him and Michael Parsons.
Okay.
The Terminator will enter the chat, dog.
You want the easiest way?
Wait,
J-Rod. To not get Bama to argue with you, just say Alabama player going to be that shit.
So J-Rod.
I'm really high on Anderson, actually.
J-Rod, let's stay on that.
High on him.
Early, you was tripping on me talking about Aiden Hutchinson all-pro, but you won't have a problem with Will Anderson being all-pro?
Yeah, that's wild.
No. I don't think Will Anderson will be all pro neither. I don't think he's good enough.
I think Will Anderson is good enough to be give J. Rob.
I think Will Anderson one of them guys.
You got to predict somebody. Hey, I told y'all.
And in order to make the plays you need to make, they got to show on the stat sheet and D lineman. You can't be a 9-sack nigga unless you got like 9 forced fumbles.
If you ain't watching Will Anderson, you don't realize the type of motor that kid got.
16-sack guy.
The defensive rookie year wasn't by
accident. The Miles Garrett, the Max Crosby, you got to be 15 plus sacks.
Bro, call up to Jalen Carter and pass them. The boy is different. I'm telling you. I think Will Anderson got higher upside than Aiden. Like, I think Will Anderson got that type of ability. I think y'all need to turn that.
Easy.
That shit is crazy, bro.
Hey, man, boy.
I know y'all going to say he's biased because he's a Bama fan, but I'm telling you, Will
Anderson. It is easy, though. It is.
I'm going to give you this.
Trey, you watch a lot of tape. Can you tell these niggas that Will Anderson has all the tools?
He's a hell of a motor.
Yeah, Will got it. I'm not going to lie. He got it.
I think him having the deal.
I'm not saying Will can't be great.
He might be 13, 14 sacks this year.
Nah, yeah. The position is that nice, but I'm telling you, that's
more of a tribute to how good he is. I feel like thinking Will Anderson can do all this stuff and Aiden can't is just crazy.
But you have a nigga who had 17 sacks last year on the other side of you, making the game easier for you, dog. Like, that's all I'm saying. If Aiden had somebody over there, we talk about Hassan Reddick. Again, you had a stacked D line where you got a lot of misreads and a lot of easy sacks, dog. When you look at that season, we had all them sacks. He had a lot of they didn't see him sacks, dog. Aiden Hutchinson, he don't have nobody over there where it's like, and he not good enough where when them double teams come because like we know we got to worry about you, he can get through them. The reason why Miles Garrett's so great and he ain't got nobody over there as good as him is because he's just that goddamn dominant at D lineman. Aiden Hutchinson got to have a crazy year for him to not only be the primary best pass rusher on that team with his ability, but to also give you 13, 14, 15 sacks to be an all-pro. And again, I'm not saying he sucked, but in this era, the reason why Hassan got it because he had all them sacks. Do you see the nigga having 15-plus sacks? That's all I'm asking you. Because Michael
and I think Aiden can. And I think Aiden can. This is Aiden Hutchinson's third year in the league. I think this can be the year where he stands himself with one of the elite pass rushers and can do it. This is his third year in the league. Like, he didn't – yeah, everybody ain't going to come in off the rip getting 15 sacks, but we're talking about projections. His trajectory and where he's on the way to, yes, I think he can.
So who do you think? Do you think Aiden Hutchinson can be Josh Allen? I mean, Jared Allen. Do you think he can be another version of Max Crosby? Not. Do you think he could be a Michael Strahan for that team?
Who?
I want to get his name white guys. You think he can be a Michael Strahan for that team? Aiden Hutchinson. You think he can be a game wrecker? Well, by himself, he's so good. He's hard to deal with. Playing against.
Do I think he'd be a game wrecker? Yes. I'm not gonna call him Michael Strahan or. I'm not going to call him another – I'm not going to call him like one of them – that. I don't want to get into that. But do I think he could be a game wrecker on that D-line for the Lions? Absolutely. Because I think he was a – I don't want to say a full-on game wrecker, but he was definitely a problem to deal with this past season, especially with the way they used him when they lined him in the three technique this year. Every time they put him in the three technique, he damn near cooked.
That's true.
Like, they used him all over the field. So, yeah, do I think he can do that?
But I got it.
Yes.
I gotta be honest with you though. I think the thing that we're missing out on about the Lions is that I think the year that they had y'all was so phenomenal. I don't know if they're having that year again, dog, in this division. Like Trent said it, and the more and more I go in, I know Bama don't want to hear it. Them Bears are going to be a problem, dog.
Chill, the Lions, what they did last year, dog, I see them progressing. They're not going to be. They're still going to be a wild card team. They're going to be a wild card team in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think they'll still.
I ain't gonna lie. Listen. I'm gonna pump these brakes a little bit. Hold on. I'm gonna pump these brakes a little bit. I love what the Bears have cooked up. I think they're putting together a good young football team, and I think they'll be good for a very long time under Caleb Williams. I want to preference that. But let's relax early. Year one, listen. That's Caleb Williams. That's not C.J. Stroud. That's not C.J. Stroud.
You feel me?
What are you talking about?
You kind of lost me with that, J-Rob.
I can get with you, I can get what you're saying. Let me finish.
I'm being nasty. You know, I got to push the CJ agenda. What I'm saying, what I mean by that is, I think Caleb Williams is going to have a good year, but I don't think we should be able to just automatically assume he's going to have that type of year that CJ had off the, to start it out. I think that first 4 to 6 games, I think they're going to win some of them, but I don't think that stretch is going to look – he's going to go through it. I think he's definitely going to go through it a little bit.
Yeah,
so I see the Bears, their ceiling being –
the O-line is the only thing I don't know about.
I think their ceiling is a wild card team right now. But if they do more, and Caleb is a superstar, I will admit it won't surprise me because I do think he has that level of talent. He ain't better than CJ, but he got a lot of talent.
But also, the Bears, they can win 10 games. That's fine. But I think the Lions, we talk about the Lions, they literally still have the best O-line in the league and probably the best run game. They literally are getting Sam Laporte year two.
But also,
their defense was their Achilles heel, and they literally addressed their secondary.
Okay, but hold on. Okay,
If you do the on paper thing, you can do that with every team.
Wait, but hold on.
They should look better. I don't know.
Just like all the stuff you said for Lions, let's do that for the Bears. They clearly have the best defense in the division. No debate. It's not even a question. No question asked.
Okay.
Now off with this offense.
I ain't gonna lie. Most talented. That's all.
Trent, you're absolutely right. However, even with all that being said, that's why I said they can win 10 games. I don't think 10 games that's a good season for them. Shout out y'all. That's a three game. Exactly. That's a three game improvement. But the Lions, to say that the Lions roster compared to the Bears roster, we're talking about what Caleb is going to be. But I am with you.
How many games?
I think it's wrong.
Last year,
11 or 12.
Okay. So can we do this then?
The Lions, right? They won 12, right?
Let's go to the schedule. First week, Rams at Detroit. How we like
the Lions? Who are we talking about? The Lions?
Yeah.
They can win that, but they can win that. Sure.
Okay, Bucks, Buccaneers at Detroit.
They can win that too.
Cardinals at Arizona.
That's a W.
50-50.
It is 50-50.
But Seattle at Detroit.
Smash Seattle?
Cowboys at Dallas.
Vikings at Minnesota.
Are you kidding me with JJ McCarthy or Sam Darnold? Come on, dog.
I'm just saying, what we at with it?
I want you to know, Trent, you're not gonna like this. I want you to know the Cowboys might not make the playoffs, but go back. Go ahead early.
Okay, so far, okay. Let's agree on it though. Rams in Detroit. Do we got them or do we not got them? There's 6 people up here.
Yes,
Rams. The Lions.
I think right now
the
with the games you said, they're like 3-1.
They're at least.
Riddell, you good?
I got the Rams, but
Bama, you there?
Yo, I heard Kyrie hurt his foot though too. Riddell.
Blake Corum better cook. I'm here for
it. He got to cook. I'm still mad he's not with Harbaugh.
J-Rod,
what we saying? Nay, what we saying? Who we going with?
What? Say the game.
Rams, Lions in Detroit.
Lions.
Trent.
I'll say Lions.
G-Baby.
Lions.
Majority book. So we go with that's one. Buccaneers in Detroit. Where we going?
Lions.
I'm going to go Lions. Lions.
You ain't shit, G-Baby. I mean,
Trent, you see him? Yo, he's
2-0. Lions in Arizona. I mean, that's a sneaky game, too. But Lions in Arizona.
It is a sneaky game.
I'm going to go Arizona. I'm 50-50 on that one, but I think Arizona shocks him. I don't think they're going to be prepared for how good they're going to be.
Lions at Lions versus Seattle. We got them beating Seattle, right?
Yes.
3-1. 3-1. Lions in Dallas versus the Cowboys.
Give me the Lions again.
Yeah, give me the Lions.
In Dallas?
4-1.
Give me the
Lions. In Dallas. Okay, 4-1. Lions against the Vikings. Vikings at home.
Lions.
They're winning both back game. Games. They're winning.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Lions.
Honestly. They're going back to back Lions.
Riddell, what you think?
They're winning both Vikings games. Lions.
All right, 5-1. Lions against the Titans and Detroit.
Lions.
All right, 6-1.
Come on,
Detroit, come. Green Bay, and Green Bay. Don't play with me.
In Green Bay, Green Bay. I'll give it to the Packers. I'll give it to the Packers. I'll think those play. I'll give it to the Packers.
6-2. Here we go. Yeah. Here we go. Packers. 6-2.
I'll go Packers at home.
Detroit, Texans, and Houston.
Hell,
Houston. Okay.
Hey, wait. Hold on, real quick. Because I agree. Houston is gonna win. But don't say hell no. Stop disrespecting.
Hell. They're losing.
I thought they said early. That game going to be a coin flip. It could really go either way. I'm going to be honest, though.
I'll go Houston for now.
I'll go Houston.
6-3.
J-Rob, if the Lions win, I'm not going to be shocked, though.
Neither, but we got 6-3.
I agree.
6-3.
Jaguars, Detroit, at Detroit. That's
definitely
Lions.
A
50-50,
and I'm going
Lions.
And I'm going
Lions.
And I'm going
Lions. 7-3. Lions.
Riddell.
I agree with G, baby. Give me that.
Oh, my.
7-4. That's three games. That's three losses.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Can't wait till the Jaguars get to that week 7-4. And be ass. 7-4. Everybody fall off that cliff.
Detroit versus Indianapolis. Detroit versus the Colts in Indy.
I'm taking Detroit.
Lions.
I'm taking them Colts. What are you talking about?
This nigga's just Jared Goff.
Yeah, you can't take the Colts though, bro. They're not for clear that schedule like that, bro.
Y'all telling me that the Lions are about to be 7-5?
I don't think they're going to be 7-5.
Let's keep going. Let's
Going.
Let's keep going.
Hold on.
Let's keep going.
Let's keep going.
Hold on. Detroit. I know Riddell. You know, I know that. I'm with you there. Go ahead.
Bears, Detroit, and Detroit.
I think Bears split.
They're not split. They're beating them.
Did they win this game?
Yes.
Okay. 8-5. Packers against the Lions in Detroit.
I think Lions are beating them in Detroit. They're definitely splitting. They're not losing both games.
What you think, G-Baby?
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, I'm with J-Rob. They're splitting.
They're not.
You can say they split. Go ahead.
9-5. Detroit versus the Bills at Detroit.
Hell.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't know.
But Trent about to piss me off now.
Trent, you about to piss me off.
No, my biggest issue.
Piss me off. Hold on.
My biggest issue with Trent is that he's acting like it's not a close game, bro.
He's hating on this.
He's acting like it's an automatic.
He's a Jared Goff hater. The Bills going first of all. Time out. No, stop. Let me go. The line, first of all. Listen, as much as I think the Bills are going to have a decent year, you niggas is putting way too much faith in a team that is depleted and is going to be young. And I understand y'all love Josh Allen, but that ain't fucking Patrick Mahomes.
Okay,
but y'all are putting a lot of faith in the Lions. He's not Patrick Mahomes. That doesn't mean anything.
The Bills take a step back. I think it's
all right. Well, you got the Lions. I got the Bills. Trent, who you got? Bills. Who you got?
I think you have an MVP here too, Trent.
But he better get Riddell, who you got, Riddell?
I got the Bills for this one as well.
G Baby, who you got?
I got the Lions.
Bama, who you got?
Bama here.
Dude. We got majority vote. 9-6.
I'm here.
You got.
I'm going Bills. I'm going Bills.
That's 9-6. Detroit, I think it could be Chicago, the second time around in Chicago. What we doing?
That's where the Bills get that shit, bro. I go Bills. I mean Bears. That's why I said the Bears win.
I think they went Chicago Bears.
Yes.
I'm looking on the side. I think the Bears can dead ass win both, but I'll say they split for now.
So there's 9-7. This is a division winning game.
Okay, 9-7. Now we got Detroit versus 49ers and San Fran. Yeah, let's talk. Let's talk.
Honestly, this is where.
The last game of the season, Detroit versus the Vikings in Minnesota.
This is where I feel like y'all are being realistic.
They're not. Because
you guys are telling me that the Lions are 9-8, and then a lot of the teams y'all said y'all acted like it's a blowout. Like there's no way the Lions.
No, we just saying loss. Ain't no blowout.
Yo, Chris Roberts. Every time I have an opinion on something, you on my dick a little bit, gang.
Like, thank you, Archive. 9-8 mean no playoffs.
They can still make the playoffs at 9-8. Can you go over the teams they lost to again? Because 9-8 doesn't even sound right.
I'm talking about based off what early schedule says.
Lions going to be 9-8, chat. That's what they're telling us right now.
Based off early schedule.
We said Cardinals sneak game.
Cardinals not winning.
Lions going to be a wild card team. This is what they're saying to us.
Packers, Texans.
This is coming from a guy who always says, don't look at the side of the helmet.
Jaguars, let's look Colts, at the teams. Bears at home.
Thank you, J-Rob.
Everybody, the same niggas that would tell you,
Bills and then Lions.
Don't look at the helmets, look at the teams.
I mean,
I think, realistic schedule, I think a more realistic thing based off 12 that.
12 and 5 is more realistic, dog.
11.
I would say 11.
The Lions are closer to a 12. The Lions are closer to a 12-win team than a 9-win team, bro.
Thank you.
I actually agree to that. There's no way they're losing
because all these things we're talking about. Because I'm assuming the reason you think
the Bears and the Panthers were closer to a 5-12 team than 2-8.
I want you to know. I want y'all to know. Listen. I want y'all to know. Now I'm trying to understand what Bama be on. What we be saying that like y'all going to set these kids up to fail. Because Trent is talking about this Bears team, y'all, as if they're going to the NFC Championship. Don't let him have it fucked up. I think he think they might go to the NFC Championship this year. He may not say it out loud, but I'm pretty sure he's in that ballpark with this team.
I think
they sweeping the Bears. I think they sweep the Bears and the Vikings.
And then also the
Vikings are the only one I'm
going to hold on early. You think the motherfucking Jaguars is just gonna pump the Lions? Like
No. I said that division.
Y'all screaming Duval.
I think they either split with the Bears or they lose twice.
I think lose twice to the Vikings.
They might be the Vikings.
Jared Goff than anything, bro.
But also too. Like look, I'm not saying all that, but look, here's my thing though, because I think we've been
not
spoiled.
Telling me the Lions going to lose to the third best team in their division.
I'm not doing all that. But here's my thing though.
I'm gonna keep it on the.
Oh, okay, so look, early, I'm gonna address that too. Here's my thing. Early, I'm gonna keep that too. Because my thing is, we're acting like they're. I know we've been spoiled a lot with the CJ Stroud, the Mahomes, even Herbert, but like, there's still gonna be an adjustment period. Even if Caleb plays well, there's still gonna be an adjustment period he has to go through. And I think to just assume that's not gonna happen is crazy. And early, but what you just said.
I don't wanna hear
wait,
that.
Wait, early. No, because I think his talent, I think what he will be in the league, yeah, he's gonna be elite. He's gonna be one of the ones. I'm saying year one is gonna be an adjustment. And also, too, with what you just said, you talk about, oh, Detroit has one good year. We act like they can't go back to being Detroit. We can say the same shit for Chicago. What makes you think Chicago can't go back to being Chicago?
Bro, Tama, we got
hold on though, but this is
Chicago has been historically known to not put out good quarterbacks. Chicago has been historically known not to put out good quarterbacks.
They picked up
that's just by
Keenan Allen.
Hey, wrong. The Lions improved too.
We had niggas on this panel, on this exact same panel, thinking like the Colts gonna go fucking stupid over a quarterback who played four games.
And Trent, me and you thought the Panthers were going to win a division, nigga. So what are we talking about? You and me both thought the Panthers was going to be fucking great. And they were dog, god dog awful, dog.
Number one,
come on, bro. Stop. Number one,
they hate the fucking Panthers. Number two, J-Rob, like we've been said before, this is the best situation a rookie quarterback has ever been
in. I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with you.
You trying to make it seem like it's crazy to say they can't.
You saying that this kid's not going to go through no growing pain, bro.
He can go through a fucking adjustment period, and they can still be really good. You can go through an adjustment period and still be really good.
Okay, but you guys are saying the Lions are going to fall off the cliff.
I'm gonna keep it a bean. Let's not act like those names we said at the back half or games they can't lose.
No, that's not crazy. That's not what I'm saying. To assume that team will be a 9-8 team is crazy.
Because I feel like you're not giving the Lions. Yeah, you're not. I feel like you're not giving the Lions good enough credit for how good of a team they are.
You're not giving them enough credit, dog. Like at
all. You're with Chicago. I can say the same thing how I feel about Chicago. It's the same shape.
My nigga,
G-Bang, this is how I know this nigga do not listen, bro. He has no selective. This young nigga has selective hearing.
We all just said
the Lions could make the wild card, nigga. So how are we not, how are we underestimating them?
Okay, so
y'all saying the Lions are a 9-8 team.
I didn't say they're like, a 9-8 team. I think they can.
We just went through the schedule and we gave them losses.
What's the games that they said in the back half?
We just voted. Not raising them. Just not on the games, bro.
It's not crazy for that back half of the year.
They can end up 9-8.
Trent, you have them at seven and five.
It's not crazy with those teams early set in the back half that they end up 9-8. It's not crazy.
Okay. So Trent, let's be fair.
Is it crazy for the Bears to win seven games?
Let's do the Bears schedule right now. First game.
I gotta see the schedule.
Bears, Titans, and Chicago.
Duh.
Yeah.
Second game. Bears, Texans, and Houston.
That's a loss.
Lose.
1-1. Bears.
They might be 0-2 to start the year.
Bears.
Deadass, I can't. Before y'all call bullshit on that, the reason why I called bullshit on that, we did a redraft from this past season. Will Levis was a top five.
The niggas
pick.
Go from saying that nigga is baby that, John Elway.
Let's be fair. So when we go through them, let's actually have a majority vote. Okay. So again, in Chicago, I have Chicago. Who you got?
It's the Titans.
Yeah, in Chicago. Who you got, Riddell?
I gave the Lions the East.
Who you got? Bama.
What the fuck?
Titans. Who you got, Z baby?
The Bears.
Okay, that's majority vote right there. Bears, Texans, and Houston. I think we all got the Texans.
I think that's one and one.
Bears, Colts, and Indianapolis. My frustration is
the way all of y'all and I'm telling you, let's get to it, G-Baby, the way all of y'all been gassing up this nigga AR talking about how the Colts gonna be this and Colts gonna be that. We haven't picked up yet, though, G-Baby.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You literally are with J-Rob.
We haven't picked up yet, G-Baby. What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, early.
All right, so Bears and Indianapolis. I think the Bears, it could go 50-50, but I do think.
It's 50-50, but I'm going to lean towards the Bears.
I'm gonna go with the Colts in that game. Who you got, Riddell?
Yeah, we overhyping the Colts. Bears beating the Colts and Lions beating the Colts.
The Bears.
Lions, right, the Colts don't have a good defense, bro.
J-Ron.
Taking the Colts.
G-Baby.
Taking the Bears.
All right, cool. That's majority vote. I'm up for who you got, Bama?
I'm going AR-15.
So that's one, two. So we got chat. Who y'all got, chat? We tied up. Who y'all got, chat?
Yo, come on, chat. Lock in, man.
One saying Bears, two saying Colts, one saying Bears again. Colts.
Yo, why is it so 50-50?
It's literally Bears, Colts. Bears,
so
Colts.
Because niggas know what AR could be the same way y'all projected. Think Caleb.
Okay, it's the same football. Shit.
Why can't they think? All right, Colts. They got Colts.
Colts, man. Colts,
it's Colts. It's Colts. That's 1-2. Okay, cool. Rams versus the Bears in Chicago.
I think Bears win.
I'm not gonna lie, the Rams.
I don't know why y'all niggas was crying and complaining when I did the same shit for the Lions. Hey,
so G baby, who you got?
What do you mean? I didn't say anything about the
G baby. G baby, just who you got? Who you got?
I got the Rams.
J-Rob, Rams.
Rams.
Riddell.
Give me Rams.
Bama.
You know I'm going Rams.
All right, cool. All right, Panthers. That's 1-3. Panthers versus the Bears.
Give me the Bears. Give me the Bears.
Y'all are drunk. Give me the fucking Panthers.
Of course.
Y'all sound stupid as fuck. Y'all sound stupid.
Move on.
Y'all sound stupid, guys.
We sound stupid because you got your Bryce Young panties on. Stop, nigga.
Nigga, you got your Caleb Williams G string on, nigga. That's how they going to the NFC Championship.
Like, stop, bro. Nigga, you be mad at me. Not beating the fucking
Hey, as a nigga who went to college in North Carolina and my father from North Carolina, hey, bro, you a sipper on that cherry wine, nigga. You got your goddamn mind.
Nigga, it's crazy, bro.
All right, so 2-3. Bears versus Jaguars in Chicago. I'm going with the Bears. I think the Bears offensively give them too much to deal with. I'm going with the Bears. Who you got, Trent?
I'm going to lean towards Bears, even though I think it's 50-50.
Who you got, Riddell?
But he was screaming.
Wait, hold on. You got this nigga hyperventilating. Did I say it was going to be a blowout?
But it's majority. But
come on.
You got one.
For the Bears, yeah. But it's an automatic win for the Lions against the Jags, bro.
I said it was.
Now he said 50-50 for both. Y'all being dicks.
He picked the team. Was the nigga not screaming Duval at the top of his
head? I said it was 50-50.
We picked the Lions because majority went Jaguars. He wasn't talking about no 50-50 when he did this.
I said, okay. Yes, I did.
All right. Trent.
So we got the Bears. Who you got, Riddell?
Could go either way. I'm going to stick with it, Jags. We're going Jags.
Who you going?
I think the Bears is ass. So, I mean, you know, I think the Jags is ass. So I'm going with the Bears.
All right, cool. So that's majority vote. We already won. G-Baby.
I'm going with my Jags, but.
Who you going with, Trent? I'm Bama.
Since he already beat Bryce, might as well beat T-Law too, right?
Yeah. All right. 3-3. Come on, y'all.
Correct the number one pick Infinity Stone.
3-3. Next game, Bears versus the Commanders in D.C. I'm going with the Bears. I don't give a damn about none of that. I'm going with the Bears. What you got, Trent?
I'm going with the Commanders.
Bears.
Oh, yeah. Who you got, Riddell?
Jaden Daniels.
Who you got,
Jaden Daniels going to shock y'all.
I'm going for the Bears.
All right, majority vote. That's
JD going to shock.
Bears versus the Cardinals in Arizona. Next game.
Hey, that's a sneaky game.
Give me the Cardinals. Give me the Cardinals. But that's because I've already said that.
I think the Cardinals are going to be dumb nice this year.
I have to stand on that because I think the Cardinals.
Yeah, niggas sleep on Kyler Murray. I don't know.
I have to stand on that because I think the Cardinals might finish second in the NFC West this year.
I'm not as high on the Cardinals. I don't think that. I think their defense will be pretty bad. And then Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to have a tough day against Jalen Johnson. I'm not going to lie.
You got Cardinals?
I got the Bears.
You got Cardinals?
Yeah, I got Cardinals.
Oh, you got Bears, Bedell?
Yeah, I got the Bears.
Who you got, Bama?
Cards.
All right, so G-Baby got Cardinals. You got Cardinals too, J-Rock?
Yeah, I got the Cardinals. I think Kyler Murray's having a year this year.
So who and you said you got Bears, Bedell?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I think Kyler Murray.
Who you got?
Yeah, I think. Will he be eligible for comeback player? The Cardinals.
Definitely a dark horse.
He can't win it because he played too many games.
He can because he played late down the season.
All right, so four. Bears versus Detroit. I mean, I'm sorry. Bears versus the Patriots in Chicago. I'm going with the Bears.
Bears going by that point. Joe Milton going to be the starter.
Bears versus the Packers.
They might be playing for playoff contention with Joe Milton. If Caleb Gore gets Joe Milton, I'm taking Joe Milton in that matchup.
Stop talking about DeMarcus Ware.
Packers and Bears in Chicago.
I think they split in Chicago. Yeah.
Okay. Five. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. My only problem is I just need to see what that Packers defense look like next year. I'm actually gonna be high on their offense because I got faith in Jordan Love. But
who you got, G baby?
I take the whole team.
Xavier McKinney. All right. Defense.
Six and four.
Yeah, but aren't they losing Jair?
Vikings versus Chicago in Chicago.
They sweep the Vikings.
They're sweeping the Vikings.
Seven and four. Bears versus the Lions in Detroit.
Detroit split.
7-5. Bears versus the 49ers in San Fran.
49ers.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I think the 49ers taking a step back. Give me the Bears in the upset.
Okay.
There's always gonna be a game, but I picked the Lions
to beat the 49ers too. So I'm not tripping.
I don't think the Bears have a good enough pass rush to be beat 49ers.
I'm still gonna say the Niners for now.
I'm telling you that tape from last season, that playoff tape for the Niners about to go platinum in the streets next year.
Seven and six.
Telling you, it is.
Bears versus the Vikings and Minnesota. Y'all said y'all gonna sweep them, so that's 8-6. Bears versus the Lions. This time the Bears are in Chicago. Y'all think the Lions win that game?
I'm gonna pick the Lions, but I know majority gonna go Bears at home.
Yeah. 9-6. Bears versus Seattle in Chicago.
They get the dog.
Bears. 10 wins.
Sam Howell's going to be playing by then, too.
That's 10 wins, baby. Yeah. But we all said the 10 wins, so it's not even like we was tripping off that.
I think me and G-Baby were tripping off the Lions' disrespect.
Them niggas win seven. Nigga, watch what I tell you.
You want to put money on that?
I went seven games.
You be losing hella bets, my nigga.
I be winning, too. I take Bama. Hold on. Early might get me. I take Bama money.
Me too, nigga.
You lost to me last, nigga.
I got you twice.
I got Bama shit.
I ain't gonna lie.
On PC, I'm undefeated. I just spanked low. I just spanked Zen. I be spanking the shit out of y'all.
Hey, so Bama, do you want to make a bet?
Niggas never.
I bet you the Bears get over seven.
Bet me they win them 10 games.
I bet 10. Bet 50.
Oh my god.
Bet 50.
Hold on. Let me see if I can. All right. So y'all got Detroit. Okay, let's be nice, right? We said 9 and Detroit. Let's say Detroit win one of them game. They go 10-7. Also, the Bears go 10-7. If the Bears Detroit link up in the playoffs, who y'all got?
The Lions.
I guess the Lions off experience.
Off experience. We're going to say, come on. There off it experience, is. Bro. Like, come
so
on,
it's now. Really tied, but when we get in the playoff, they lose. So
yo, do you know what the Chicago Bears over under on the year is?
What?
8.5 games.
wait, we using betting lines for what?
No, I'm just saying, y'all should have really bet this 8.5.
But Trent, put some money on that.
I might bet that over. It's 150.
Hey, but I'm in Texas. I can't bet you like that.
Okay.
Why are you acting like he ain't got? Never mind.
I'm trying to think. Let me see what the line. I'm gonna tell y'all what the line
Neville,
is.
I can send you an app, nigga.
Trying to get him locked up like LeBron using streaming.
It ain't even to get locked up. I just hate having to wait for my money, man. You got to wait like 10 days to get the check, and then it's a Canadian check. Then it take a minute for the bank to process it.
The lines is 10.5 over under. 115. Makes sense. The under, yeah,
which makes sense because I think people recognize that I just think the people on this panel, because nobody, not you, Jeremy, but most of them, we recognize what Caleb can be, and it's not even a slight at the base.
First nigga to compare.
I feel like they took that shit from me. Yeah, facts.
Mass media took that shit from J-Rob.
J-Rob.
My nigga, I said I compared Caleb Williams to Patrick Mahomes. Two years ago, my nigga. I swear to God.
But J-Rod, it's not even about the Bears. They're just undervaluing how good the Lions are. That's the problem. They're undervaluing how good the Lions are. They think it was a fluke last year, J-Rod. That's what it was. We're one of the worst defenses in the league. They thought it was a fluke.
Can I ask you?
That running game is amazing. I don't personally trust Jared Goff. I trust Caleb Williams in rookie year more than I trust Jared Goff. I'll be honest with you, bro. I do not trust.
You want to know why? That's how I know y'all just undervaluing them. Trent, you undervalue him too. Trent, what you mean?
Did I just say what Early just said, dickhead? No,
you still undervalue him. That's the point.
Like, what are you undervaluing him, bro?
I do want to transfer over. Chris Roberts is about to kill me in the chat. But I gotta bring up my dogs over there in the Steelers, because I do want to ask y'all about their quarterback competition, and only because it's made headways. There's been a lot of stories, audio about it, so obviously I want us to make sure we have commentary on it as well. Justin Fields, pretty much in his media, said that I'm not really going out there preparing to be the backup. I'm going out there to prepare to get the job. So my question to y'all is:
his last name Fields.
Who do y'all think will be the Steelers by the end of the season? Who do y'all think the Steelers starting quarterback is? And do y'all think that even with all the moves that the Steelers have made, do you think they could actually make the playoffs this season?
My hot take when it comes to the Steelers.
Didn't they make the playoffs last season? Yeah, they did make the playoffs last season.
I do think, barring health, of course, I'm just always going to – we're talking about – healthy team. So the AFC was very good last year. I think they're going to be hopefully healthier this year. My hot take is I do think the Steelers will take a step back. Mm-hmm. I still don't trust that offense. And I would say Fields will end the season, because they got to figure out who Fields is at some point. Mm-hmm. And with a team with a very, very low ceiling in terms of, like, you're not going to win the championship. You're probably not making it to the conference championship. Mm-hmm. You're really not beating some of the top tier one teams in the mm-hmm. AFC. So, do you really want to be mediocre? You got to see who Fields is.
What are the injuries against New York, J-Rob?
Mickey run. It's a Mickey run for Boston. Mickey run.
Ernie, shut your ass up. We in the middle of a football take, little nigga. And you talking about a bunch of losers.
Take that shit to the panel, nigga.
Man, take this shit to Tatum Town, nigga. It's Tatum Town over here, nigga. You already know what time it was.
Bama standing on business. But yeah, I think the Steelers just take a step back, and this might be the first year, in Tomlin's career.
I hate Tatum.
That the Steelers have a losing record.
My response to that, Riddell, I said that last year, and they still didn't happen, that's not going to happen with Russell Wilson.
No, that's not happening this year, bro.
I think the AFC is better.
Is the quarterback. Bad,
bro.
No,
you know,
bro, I'm not going to lie.
I think we're not talking about damn all that other shit. How old is Russell Wilson again?
34.
Let's get some very – he ain't no 34. He older than that. Russell's like 36, ain't he?
36 is crazy. I don't think.
Yeah, I was gonna think he. I thought he was around that age too, though.
Yo, if he 36, 35.
Oh, damn! 35. Right in the middle.
Is he 30? Will he be 36 this year, J-Rod? When is his birthday?
Yeah, he'll be 36 this year, November 29.
Yes. Exactly. So, okay. Oh, he got my cousin's birthday. So here's the thing: why I say he gonna be out, dog. I don't think y'all understand that AFC North. Yo, what are you talking about? Them defenses are disgusting. Two games versus the Ravens, two games versus the Browns, and let's be out of the Bengals defense. Don't get at it too, dog. I think that's gonna be hurt,
hey,
dog.
Hey, chat.
He can hit the middle name. Nobody will not make it through a whole.
Hey, hold up. The reason why, this nigga middle name Carrington, and this nigga was done for. I thought this nigga would have had a middle name like DeMarcus or Jamal or some shit.
Who are we talking
Russell
about?
Wilson middle name is Russell Carrington Wilson. Yeah, this nigga's cooked.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. I'll be honest though. I hear what y'all saying. I hear what y'all saying, but there's like two caveats I gotta mention about this shit. All right. I'm gonna hold on to Justin Fields' potential the same way Trent holds on to Daniel Jones' potential. We all delusional about
somebody. That nigga's in the Daniel Jones book club.
Yeah, we all delusional about somebody, right, Chad?
Nigga said book club.
But I will say this though. I'm at the point where like I will say, in Mike Tomlin, I trust because, listen, we've seen him go to playoffs with worse, with better.
That's what I was about to say. Rob.
He always find a way. Their defense, we know the defense is going to be solid. We know they're going to play hard. We know they're going to do special teams well. We know, like, all of the foundational stuff the Steelers are going to have that. But the thing is, I know my Joe Shiesty's out. I love Joey B. But his health is going to be a concern.
Yeah, I can't trust him.
We got the elbow. There's been rumblings about the elbow. We have to see what he looks like when he gets back this year. And then, two, like, as much as I love what the Browns did last year, like, we still got an APB out for Deshaun Watson. We don't know where he's been, who he's going to be. And so we don't know if he's going to be straight. And so reality is.
J-Rod, if Joe Burrow get hurt this year, we're not calling Joe Sutton no more. That nigga named Glassman. Glassman.
But J-Rod, the other thing too, and which is why I'm just kind of like,
if Russell Wilson makes it through the whole season,
if my dog Justin Fields could, if my boy Justin Fields could take a leap,
because
he got more upside than Russ.
But J-Rob, it's not even that, bro.
They
the last 2 years, they've ran out there with Mitch Trubisky and they ran out there with Kenny Pickett, and we've had the same argument. Oh, well, the Bengals with Joe Burrow and then the Browns defense is elite. The Ravens are the Ravens, and yet they. Continue
every damn year they go though, right?
So my thing is, until it happens, this is a better roster than it was last year.
Hey, has it been a year where four teams in a division getting a pup?
No, it can't happen.
Yes, it can. One division winner and three wild card spots. It can happen. It just hasn't.
The AFC North. Oh no, the Bengals.
Because then the NFC East do it.
They literally almost made it.
Then the NFC. Oh yeah, they did do it.
What year?
No, it was one.
What are y'all talking about? The AFC ain't ass like that. You Chiefs got a spot, period. Texans got a spot, period, nigga.
But wait,
you're not finna play with them Raiders. I'm trying to say about them Raiders.
But last year, three out of the four teams in the AFC North.
AFC North would have made it if Joe Burrow was healthy.
If the Bengals
who did QB in Las Vegas?
This nigga said Gardner Minshew and TJ McConnell. Remember, J-Rod really re-argued. AJ McConnell got to get ready to play the fucking Boston. Antonio Pierce literally came out and said Aiden McConnell has deserved a role as the starting quarterback as of right now. He has played well enough.
Wow.
And so far, so he will probably be the day one starter unless Gardner Minshew goes crazy in camp and takes the job.
Raiders are cooked.
So do we hold up now? So let's have fun then. J-Rob.
Raiders is about to have Raiders against Shador Sanders.
J-Rob, if Aaron Rodgers is healthy, Jets got a spot, right?
Duh.
Buffalo, Miami. No. Come on, y'all. Texans.
Miami's finished. Cook. Miami's cooked. Raiders. Miami's cooked. Stop it. Miami's cooked, bro. Miami's cooked, bro.
No, they not cooked because Jalen Waddle is he's all right.
I don't give a damn. Don't
right still here. Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers is not all right. Yeah, Tua is
brother.
Not all right.
J-Rock, brother. Aaron Rodgers, brother.
We're going to win an MVP. Brother. Comeback player 12 of the year.
12-5, brother.
See you in the Super Bowl, 13-4,
family. Brother.
Hold on. How many teams is it? Seven, or did they up it?
It's seven.
Still seven? Okay.
Or I think Bills and Bills are Jets.
Bills, Chiefs, Jets.
Texans.
Ravens.
Ravens, shit.
Duval,
no.
That's where it's a toss up though. No.
Jets,
hey, J-Rob, J-Rob.
When
the Jags make the playoffs, J-Rob, time out. Hey, you know, I can't jump shit with G Baby. The reason why I think they might make the playoffs, Trevor Lawrence is gonna make a break season, chat.
And he's breaking down.
He's going to make a break season.
Glass man.
G-Baby.
Glass man.
Bet me back, G-Baby.
I dare. And I dare you to rock with Trevor Lawrence, but I'm just not seeing it, bro.
250, bro. If they make the playoffs, 250, bro. You ain't got to bet me back.
Yo, I promise you.
Yo, can I get half of that?
No.
Wow. No, I ain't gonna lie to Jags.
I'm paying bills. Hey, look, Riddell, I'm gonna with you, Riddell. You have fallen off on your Jaguars. G Baby still standing tall, nigga. You ain't gonna get a piece of that. You have let go of the
shit. I still got a Jaguars agenda. I got Trevor.
Can I say one thing, chat? Because my dog Chris Roberts just said if the Titans was to finish above the Jags, will y'all be shocked? No. No. I won't be.
I'm shocked at Mayo, man.
I would.
I'm shocked.
Yo, that's John Elway nephew at quarterback.
I gotta see this the defense. J-Rob, a lot of these teams, dog. I gotta see the defense, dog. Teams like the Raiders, if Aiden O'Connell looks any like because he had a good season at the end of the season last year. That Raiders defense is gonna be a top five defense. What? I don't know what y'all heard what y'all talking about. The Raiders might win a division this year.
Hold on. Rewind it. Wait, rewind. You think Aiden McConnell had a good season last year?
Yeah, hell no. I think the second half of the season, once they fired them, I think they had a good season overall. I watched Jimmy G couldn't get the ball to my man.
Aiden McConnell literally won a game not completing a pass after the first quarter.
I think Aiden might be all right. I think Aiden could be okay, but if Gardner Wentz gets the spot, I think Gardner's legit. Another thing, Javante should have wanted to get traded to the Jets. Hey, J-Rob, speaking of getting traded to the Jets, hold up.
Y'all saw what you call like an Uber up to the Jets?
Yeah, Justin Jefferson.
Yes, you already talked about that? That's crazy.
No way y'all have money.
I ain't gonna lie. Justin Jefferson, I don't think that's happening. I don't think that's happening, bro. But
that'd be that between him and Gary Woods, that'd be the great receiving duo.
If Jefferson came to team up with my dog Garrett.
Great receiver call I've seen since Chris Carter.
I'm talking to the way Isaac Bruce is talking about the Jets this year, it'll be almost disrespectful. It will be Isaac Bruce Thornton Hawk, man.
We'll be better than Isaac Bruce.
Hey, J-Rob, let me ask you.
It might be. I want to say Trent. It'd be better than Isaac Bruce.
Y'all buggy. I don't know how.
Let me ask
J-Rob, let me play devil's advocate. How long before one of them receivers is complaining they're not getting the ball? Like AJ Brown was doing.
It ain't gonna be that. Why not, J-Rob? Because we got Aaron Rodgers throwing a rock. I don't like Brees Hall. Gotta get some books. Which of you have had on Aaron Rodgers, J-Rob, is so crazy. There's no way Brees Hall needs 1,300 yards.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. If you've been a fan of players' choice from the start, bro, the way I've had to like switch my tune when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, it's diabolical. Like, it's nasty, bro.
Is it nastier than my Lamar Jackson switch?
Yes, because it's nastier because, bro, it was like 2 years of me crushing Aaron Rodgers. Like,
bro, called him a bad leader.
Bad leader, overrated. Which I was right about.
I'm just saying that he was a big ass nigga to me forever to Miami. He came along, he played for us. So I know what it feels like. When you might not fuck with a nigga once you play for your team. It's a whole different ball
different game. Vibe. Yeah. whole different vibe. But hey, y'all, we got about 15. What other topics do y'all want to get through before we slide up out of here?
Hey, y'all saw J-Rob, we saw happen with Shallow.
Oh, with the
going bankrupt.
But is he like that's not bad. That's not a bad thing.
It's though. Not bad. I'm just
bankrupt is like you're just getting off your jacket.
Yeah, you know, hey chat, just so y'all know, they don't let poor people file for bankruptcy. Just FYI. You got to be in a certain tax bracket.
Are you talking about AB?
Both of them.
Who went? Did Shiloh went?
Shiloh had an $11.8 million bankruptcy file. It was like a case suit against
him. Yo, how old is he? Bankruptcy
on. He like 21
getting bankruptcy.
No, it was because it was because there was like this. There's something happened with the
it was a case.
Guard.
It was like a suit.
Yeah, years ago. You know, like I don't know for full details. I'm gonna assume because they're correlated.
But he told like all of his shit, like because that's why I said it's like really a lick because you get to keep whatever you file. But it's not like they take it back. It's just like it's a get out of jail free card. So he told all that shit. So they broke it down. It was like certain. That case with J-Rob talking about, I think that was like a $400,000 case where he was like sued with the security guard and all of that. And then he had like other things like with his truck. You remember that nigga's truck got broken into over in Jackson State? So they got things like with trucks and shit where he just tied all that shit and just totaled up to $11.8 million.
So, basically highlighting that he was making bad decisions and it led up to him.
No, I wouldn't say that's a bad decision, nigga. You paid it.
Guys, now I got to be business hat, Earl. How bankruptcy work is when you do file for bankruptcy, you don't, what they do is they basically line up your assets and they let you keep certain things. Like you have to have at least one car. If you have multiple cribs, you need to keep at least one crib. What happens is they basically negate everything that you owe. So say you got 3 or 4 homes. If I owe on all 3 or 4 homes, they'll give me one home where I basically is paid outright, and then the other 3 homes I got to give up. If I got 4 or 5 cars, they'll give me 1 or 2 cars I get to keep. The other 3 or 4 cars get outright. So what he basically did was he basically just resetting. But bankruptcy takes 7 years. But if you do your due diligence and you get your credit back right, 2.5-3 years you'll be back in the game.
Yeah, that's not good for a 21-year-old, bro. I'm not going
to lie. Oh, shit. The money type of money he got, bro.
I don't think he'll be bad, but it's not good. Like,
It doesn't set a good precedent. Yeah, it doesn't set a good precedent.
The reason why it's no age on it, you just got to know how to leverage it. Like what Early said, though, because Trump filed for bankruptcy like 7 times and came out with $8 billion with that shit, bro. Y'all playing, bro. It's a way you leverage that shit. It's a way you leverage.
Sure, Dion got his lawyers in the case.
Yeah.
Dion lawyers advised Shiloh to go back.
Exactly, man.
Because they probably say, Shiloh, you're going to get it back 10 times fold when you reach the NFL. He will reach the NFL. He will be a reliable option for years to come. I think Shiloh plays 8 to 10 years in the league easily, dog. Honestly. He'll make his money back, no problem.
That's the safety.
Hey,
safety, baby.
Shiloh going to the L.
Hey, yeah, he can be baby Jamal Adams.
Nah, he's better than Jamal.
Hell no,
better than Jamal Adams.
I'm just talking about.
He's not a good football player.
You
think Jamal Adams is a good football player?
Yeah, you said
linebacker. He's a real linebacker.
Hey, Early, that's what I think Shiloh's gonna be.
He's gonna be a box linebacker.
Hold on. Y'all think Jamal Adams is a good football player?
At one point, right.
He was good for 2 seasons, bro.
But at his best, he was one of the best in the game.
The Seattle for 2 seasons, he was The Seattle Seahawks, are rolling over in their graves for giving up a first round pick to go get that.
Yeah, for sure.
Them Chargers years fooled y'all.
He was good for a minute.
Yeah, you can argue he was the best safety in the league.
best strong safety in the league.
Hey, Shiloh is at least a point. I don't love y'all.
No. Shiloh can play in the league. Shiloh can play in the league. Shiloh can play in the league.
I don't know what Shiloh's in
the league. You English, you tripping. Shiloh can tackle.
Shiloh can play in the league.
Shiloh can play in the league. He's a good ball hog, bro. Stop it, y'all. He ain't a bad player.
Hey, yo, is he on a team? Is he on a team?
Shiloh can definitely develop and get better.
Shiloh can be one of them safety that leads his team in tackles,
dog.
He'll be one of them safety that leads his team in tackles year after year, dog.
I am not a fan of Shiloh. I am not a fan of Shiloh in coverage right now. But can he get better? Of course. But right now, as it states, his coverage, I'm not really.
Yeah, but the thing is,
he'll be a box 50.
And this is why y'all pick and choose when y'all want to act like y'all want to be football player, football gurus. Because I'm not trolling, nigga. I played defensive back at a Division I level. They had the worst D line in the fucking conference. Tell me what DB is playing great coverage with no pass rush. Tell me what DB could do.
Yeah, you let me know.
I didn't mean to round you up. It's not about rounding me up. Because shit, y'all got people that y'all talk to every day that don't think he was good in coverage. But for the same shit that you would say, Trent, that the D-line was garbage. Some of the shit that Travis Hunter, when people was getting off on Travis Hunter, what because Travis Hunter couldn't cover, bro. Any DB that has to cover for 10 seconds, they cannot do it, bro. You're not doing it, bro. I'm gonna let y'all know. Like, it's no way if your pass rush can never get home, your defensive back foot is gonna be good. I feel you,
but little British buddy from Stanford, boy, that boy gave him all the smoke out the stove, boy.
He Canadian, actually.
Whatever he is, he gave him all the smoke.
That boy
said cigarettes, Shiloh black and mild, backwoods, Dutch, frontally.
Shiloh can have
all the smoke, incense, whatever.
Can Shiloh have at least a Ryan Clark career?
Yeah,
no. Shiloh is nice, bro.
Why not?
Wait, you said Ryan Clark? I mean,
yeah, Ryan Clark.
Ryan Clark was undrafted. We did not know he was coming.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
He could definitely be Ryan Clark.
Shiloh right now is like a fifth round through seven.
Imagine Shiloh go fourth round to Pittsburgh.
Carl Joseph, kid, Carl Joseph.
You say what?
Until he pulled over there. You think he can't be productive?
What you say, Trent?
If he get a nice backfield?
I said Mark Barron was a bust, and Carl Joseph was all right.
Mark Barron was a bust.
Mark Barron was not good in the league.
That nigga was linebacker halfway.
Mark Barron was ancient in the
league. He was not good in the league.
That's tripping, bro. Mark Barron was not.
Bama, your bias is showing right now. He was crazy in college, but in the league, he was ain't shit, bro. I'm sorry.
Bro, he was pretty decent in the league. I ain't just saying.
No, he wasn't, bro.
No, he wasn't.
Hey, let me ask a little bit more current.
Mark Barron? Yeah.
Hey, let me ask a little bit more current.
Remember that shit?
Hey.
Yeah, I remember
Trent,
that.
Let me, hey, Trent,
linebacker for the Rams, too.
Hey, Trent, let me ask a little bit more current. Can Shiloh be NFL version Jabril Peppers?
I don't think so.
Nah, but Jabril.
I'm going to say this, though.
Jabril is a supreme athlete.
But I'll say this. The problem is he's not the athlete that Jabril is. Jabril is like a different.
Eddie,
like I don't think the people know how like unworldly of an athlete that Jabril Peppers
is. He is everywhere, bro.
But I will say this though. Jabril did get better as an NFL player every year of his career.
Yeah, because
so he wasn't like, I think a lot of things, and I will say this, like for in my opinion, one of the issues with Jabril that I think was a coaching malpractice.
Yeah,
because he was so God-given with his talent, too many coaches was trying to do 100 fucking things with him. Everybody wanted to do this, that, this. And it's hard as one player to really be able to hone in on a skill set. When he got to New England, they used him. Yeah, I want to say shout out to Dreamer. New England used him like he was supposed to be used, allowing him to be a little play free, but obviously being a legitimate role. I just don't think Shiloh would ever be able to match up to the athleticism to be a Jabril.
But I think with Shiloh, I say Ryan Clark because I think if Shiloh goes play with like Antonio Whitfield Jr. or something like that, I think he'll go to a team who has or Buda Baker who has a crazy free safety, and all you got to do, bro, is get them tackled. Same way, because Ryan Clark, the way he was with Troy Polamalu, you play with a nice nigga where, dog, all I need you to do is do your job.
I do think he could be a really good low hole safety. I don't know how fast he is. We have to see the speed.
80 tackles a year type guy, dog.
But I think because of his ability – yeah, his ability to tackle translate immediately. I think his IQ, I mean, he's played a lot of football. I think he's going to have the IQ. Yeah.
I mean, we have to see though. There's growing pains for everybody. I know that, bro.
Facts.
I just think Shiloh.
Only running backs are allowed to have growing pains, bro. Only running backs gotta go.
He didn't get a chance to play with nobody. Who, like you said, J Rob, when you playing with a Colorado, bro, they have no pass rush. I think you would have seen a lot more pick sixes from Shiloh the same way he did versus Washington. Not Washington, but
Colorado State.
If he played for a team that had a legit team around him. And I think that's the problem that we're looking at. I think Shiloh goes to an NFL team. Say, if he goes to a Pittsburgh team and he gets to play beside Micah Fitzpatrick and Joey Porter, Shiloh will give you 80 tackles a year, dog. Easily. And he might give you a forced fumble or two. He'll have an 80
to your. Let me ask you this. Could you use him like Devon? Can you use him how like Brian Branch and Devon Witherspoon are used? I'm asking.
Not Witherspoon, but you could use him like.
What about Branch? What about Branch? You can use him like
Branch. I just think Shiloh's got to show me more. That's just it. I think he can.
Okay. Because that's why Shiloh
be
hitting. Y'all sleeping on
how he be hitting. Shiloh goes to a team like the Browns or something with a good pass rush where he can basically anticipate getting that ball out of your hands fast, he can really be nasty. He goes to a team with a good pass rush where he can basically line you up and just quit. Oh, yeah,
I agree with that. I don't know what y'all call it when y'all was playing football, but he can play. We call it a star position. He can be a star. I think he can be a star, bro. The star position is like that fourth DB, depending on how the defense is ran, and they really kind of like. They blitz, they in a low hole, they got a covering man, but they get a lot of freedom to kind of have their way. And because his ability to tackle is good, I think with him being able to tackle in space and in the box, I think he could be a good star in the league.
I think Justin Reed does that a lot on the Chiefs, all over the field for the Kansas City Chiefs. And he makes a lot behind the line tackles as well. Do y'all think, because you compared him to Brian Branch, Brian Branch guards in the slot quite a bit.
Brian Branch is better than him in that regard in coverage. But I'm just saying that Brian Branch is able to play in like that slot, low hole kind of DB type.
Okay. Remember Roy Williams for the Cowboys, J-Rob? I think he can be that. I think we're going to look. Roy Williams? I think Shiloh going to play 10 years in the league.
Nah, Roy Williams.
He's going to be Roy Williams.
He's going to have a hit stick highlight reel.
Chill, gang. Roy Williams was crazy. Yeah.
But I'm talking about, Roy Williams, as far as his ability to hit. Like, Roy in his later year, he was just a straight
hitter. Is Shiloh a hitter like that?
What?
He's a thumper on Roy Williams level, but he can hit.
Him being 24 is any tax. I mean, we're gonna have a lot of old niggas coming to the league these next 2 years because of COVID and shit. These next three draft class, you're getting a few 23, 24 year olds. It's kind of coming with it now.
Is he a better hitter than Tyrann Mathieu?
He's not a better football player.
Because with Tyrann Mathieu, he used to hunt the ball, bro. Like it was
some of the best instincts.
This shit was different, bro. He's not really hitting you just to hit you.
He's gonna get you to the ground.
Yeah, he's trying to get the ball, bro, at all.
But let's be all honest too.
I think he a better hitter. I mean, Trent.
Bama, you gotta be honest though. Tyrann Mathieu's instincts for football, Riddell, like otherworldly, like God gifted, like
bro. Listen here, he held the Chiefs. I know he said, don't call him that no more. But man, Honey Badger was a magical time, bro.
Magical time, dog.
That nigga was a mythic creature.
You know how niggas think Odell had niggas getting blonde mohawks? No. Tyrann Mathieu his first was the couple reason years, why we were
blind. I thought Tyrann was going to be like every
living. Right. Bro, listen. Everybody talk about that first game from DeAnthony Thomas, bro, but y'all don't remember the first play. Honey Badger, number 14, ripped him on the kickoff.
Smacked him. Took the rock.
Like, literally just took the rock from him, and then he started high-stepping in the end zone. DeAnthony Thomas bounced back, though, but he was – But listen, first play, bro. Like,
that's 2011. That's my dad's first year.
He's just staying hurt, bro.
That's the year he got 7. I'm telling you, living through that shit, like, as a coach's kid at the time, that's the greatest year of my life.
That shit was crazy, just staying hurt. Bro.
If he didn't stay hurt,
that was an electric time, yo. That LSU team was electric when they had Pat P, all them, yo, Morris Claiborne and shit. They was electric.
Chris Lofton. They had a few folks.
Tyrann just staying hurt, y'all. If he could have stayed healthy. I think another guy, Eric Berry. If Eric Berry stays healthy, dog, then he has a Hall of Fame career.
That yeah. Eric Berry, Tyrann Mathieu safety.
Yeah, dude. I mean, he got the problem is he got cancer, bro. Once he got cancer, yeah. That shit fucked up. Yeah,
Eric Berry really was like one of the
Eric Berry.
But he had a hell of a
comeback season, though, J. Rob. That one. Eric Berry was gonna to the long term. Nobody say Eric Berry was gonna go.
That might be the best. That might be the best. Best secondary player to ever come through the SEC, though, for real.
Eric Berry would have been top five at his position.
He might be best. He might be best secondary.
I think it's Eric. I think it's Eric Tyrann. And I ain't gonna lie. What's his name? Your boy Minka. I ain't gonna lie.
Minka.
Easy. Minka Jersey. Dude, play like as a nigga
who was born and raised in DC. Calling Eric Berry Sean Taylor is disgusting.
No,
that's nasty. Sean Taylor, no, never. Never.
I ain't gonna lie though.
Eric Berry has Sean Taylor aura, bro.
He caught, bro. Listen, Marquise Maye, my cousin. Bro. He caught that boy come across the middle, made him do a 360. Yeah. He caught Marquise Maye come across the middle, made him do a 360.
I watched Sean Taylor thump T.O. and T.O. was scared to go across the middle. Like I watched that my own eyes. He had alligator arms to
run. I ain't gonna lie though. I also watched Steven Jackson really give Sean Taylor what he was asking for.
Steven Jackson
really gave it
run
to him.
Ran shit over.
Like, really was like, hey, bro, this what you want? Only two
niggas I've ever seen run Sean Taylor over. Steven Jackson, and I don't remember this, but Trent, but G Trent, you should. Brandon, they caught, they.
Yeah, Brandon Jacobs.
Brandon Jacobs. You're running everybody over.
Brandon Jacobs was 6'3 at running back, bro. That shit wasn't fair.
70.
I can tell you exactly where I was at that moment because the whole stadium went crazy. It was the first game, Monday night, ran through straight to the mirror, and then they go over. The crowd went stupid.
Remember when he ran over Blind Urlacher?
I was like 6 years old when that happened.
Yo,
they met in the hole too, and he ran that nigga smooth. Niggas think they're every night. Niggas like Steven Jackson, Jerome Bettis, like we used to watch some. And then in a small section, Marion Barber was so hard to tackle, dog. That nigga was
bugging. You remember Ahmad Bradshaw?
Yes, sir.
Ahmad Bradshaw was
44.
One of the most iconic gadget players, bro. I'm not going to lie, bro. Ahmad Bradshaw would be doing everything.
Remember that year they had Ward? Bradshaw, and they called him Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Yes, sir.
Where your history at, Trent?
They I remember all that shit.
You got to remember this,
back in the day where we didn't have the opportunities to watch every team. So it was only Jets and Giants every weekend. Nigga. That's all you get.
And
whatever's
on
Sunday night, Monday night.
I'm a Giants fan. I know all the Giants players, dog. Like, I used to hate Amani Toomer, dog.
I will say, when it comes to the Jets and the Giants, I remember all the old teams because them teams is all you get to see, is all you had to watch. But all right, y'all. Our time is almost up. In the next hour, I'm pretty sure Ron is doing the Pacers versus Celtics game. So make sure y'all tap in. Make sure y'all tap in with that. Take it. Call your mother B. Don't drink and drive. And give me one more
drink. Drink some water, yo.
Just give DK me one more drink.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.